Hello, my name is Bob Marzano. I'm CEO of Marzano Research Laboratory in Denver, Colorado. And this is segment two of a seven-segment video series that discusses and describes the results of the What Works in Oklahoma school study that was conducted over the 2009-2010 academic school year and the 2010-2011 academic school year. And from that, there were five recommendations that seem to be strongly supported, I would assert, by the findings. And this tape is on the first recommendation. Now, this is what I'm going over here. It now is found in the Phase 3 report, which is on the Department of Education, Oklahoma Department of Education website, free. You can obviously make copies and use all of the instruments that are available to you. So here's the first recommendation. I want to go over it with you, and the purpose of this video segment is so you get a feel for this particular recommendation and know where to go in terms of resources if you want to delve into this recommendation. Here it is. I'll just read it. Administrators and teachers should seek agreement on the school's strengths and weaknesses regarding school performance. Pretty simple construct, but it seemed that when we did the study that this was one of the factors that differentiated those schools that were on the needs improvement status versus those schools that weren't. In other words, the schools that weren't on needs improvement status, the administrators and teachers tended to agree on things. In terms of how things were doing, whether certain areas were strengths and weaknesses, and the schools that were in the needs improvement category tended to disagree more. So it's a very simple process. There's a survey that can be given to administrators and a survey that can be given to teachers, and they're almost identical, these surveys, with some slight changes. But they cover the nine essential elements that the Oklahoma State Department has bases its approach to schooling on. And just to review those again, and they've come right from the literature that's been strong in education for the last 30 years or so. Curriculum is one, the nine essential elements. Classroom evaluation and assessment's another. Instruction's a third. School culture's another. Student, family, and community support is another. Professional growth and development is another. Leadership. Organizational structure, response, and comprehensive and effective planning. Those are the nine. Now, I'd like to give you a feel for the questions that the surveys include in each one of these areas, just a feel. So I'll just read a few to you. Now, remember, the recommendation here is if you want to delve into this area to see, do our teachers and administrators perceive things the same way, all you have to do is, you know, get this Phase 3 report from the website, duplicate the survey for administrators and the survey for teachers, give those, and then we've got little forms here that, you know, kind of walk you through how you tally those and compare the results to see whether the scores from administrators and teachers were about the same or where they were different. So let me try to give you a feel here for those different questions relative to the nine areas. So under curriculum, some of the questions were, now these are Likert type scales that I do not agree is a one, I strongly agree is a five. So relative to curriculum, one question is, instructional teams in my schools ensure alignment of classroom curriculum with state academic content and process standards. Another one within this category, school leaders ensure that all students have access to the academic core curriculum. Let me go to the next category, classroom evaluation and assessment. Now these are administrator questions, teachers have very similar questions. Teachers in my school design units that include pre and post tests to assess student mastery of academic performance indicators. Teachers in my school usually use test results to identify necessary changes to curriculum instruction in order to close performance gaps. So again, teachers are going to be asked these questions, administrators are asked, and then you just look at who had higher scores or were the scores about the same. Let me go to the next category here, that's classroom instruction. A couple of items to represent that category. Teachers in my school use a variety of research-based instructional strategies. Teachers in my school differentiate their instructional strategies and activities to target specific learning needs. Now, I'm just picking two items from each category, basically, just to give you a feel for their content. Let's look at school culture here, school culture. Sample item, school leaders foster a positive, respectful climate. Teachers in my school hold high academic expectations for all students. Teachers in my school hold high behavioral expectations for all students. That's school culture. Let's look at student, family, and community support. Sample questions there. Our community works with the school staff to promote programs and services for all students. This school maintains systems that allow all staff to provide accurate academic information to parents. Now, again, these are just sample items, but it should give you a feel for the nature of the category here. Let's look at professional growth, development, and evaluation, actually. Professional growth, development, and evaluation. Sample items. The school planning team uses goals for student learning to determine professional development priorities for staff. The school planning team designs professional development that has a direct connection to the analysis of student achievement. Let's look at leadership, area of leadership. School leaders maintain focus on a shared vision. It's actually quite a big category here. School leaders disaggregate data to exhibit the needs of diverse populations. Teachers have received training in the effectiveness of curricular and data resources. School leaders conduct a comprehensive needs assessment to review and revise school policies. You get the idea. How about organizational structure and resources? That's a few items there. School leaders advocate for high quality performance from students. School leaders advocate for high quality performance for staff. The master schedule is designed to provide all students access to the entire curriculum. And then the final area, comprehensive and effective planning. Let's take a look at some of those. School leaders provide systems to collect and manage data from multiple data sources. Research about student learning is incorporated into school improvement plans. School leaders have a detailed action plan, including timelines and responsibilities to accomplish school improvement goals. Most of our staff is involved in implementing the school improvement plan. Well, you get the idea. They're fairly straightforward. Questions should be able to give these to teachers and administrators in your building without much explanation. And the concepts have been around a long time. That doesn't mean they're not still very powerful concepts. These should be done anonymously, so that teachers are filling them out, but they're not saying who they are. Same thing with administrators. If there's only one administrator in a building, of course, it's kind of hard to remain anonymous in your responses. But administrators are used to that, taking the hot seat, in my experience. And what people do, take the surveys. They're not that hard to tally up the scores in the different categories, and we've got little worksheets to work you through that. And then you sit down. As a group, administrators and teachers, and talk about the results. Now, here's what would be good news. If you find that the scores, you know, the perceptions of teachers and administrators are the same. Whether an area is weak or strong, you want that to be the same. You know, so and what that allows is that you know in that case that if a certain area category, there's a category for a given category, if you see high scores, that they probably means they're more valid, they're more accurate, if both teachers and administrators see it the same way. However, if teachers and administrators don't see things the same way, you're not sure what's the truth. And a logical step, if you do find areas where you disagree, administrators and teachers see it differently, is to delve more deeply into that area. Well, let's find out exactly what is the truth here. You know, are we strong as perceived by teachers, let's say, or are we weaker in this area as perceived by administrators? So the results are not to be used to kind of start an argument. The results, particularly if you find teachers and administrators disagreeing, are intended to stimulate more investigation. What's the truth there? You know, what, you know, are we strong or are we weak in this area? I think it also is meant to stimulate teachers and administrators trying to create a process that allows them to discuss their differences openly. You see, the hallmark, I would assert, of a school where teachers and administrators agree on school strengths and weaknesses is that they have a culture where ideas are shared, concerns are shared, and discussed openly. And I think when that happens, people tend to come more to a consensus as to what is the reality here in our particular school. So that's probably the end product, that schools operate in that fashion. Open discussions about school strengths and weaknesses, people disagree, kind of get to, well, let's find out the truth about this. What's reality here versus our perceptions? Again, the surveys, you know, are very simple to administer. You know, this, although the recommendations are not written in particular order, you can make a case that probably this recommendation number one, again, which is administrators and teachers should seek agreement on the school strengths and weaknesses regarding school performance. You can make a strong case that that's a pretty good place to start. Probably doing this could form the foundation, you know, for deciding to work on or not work on other recommendations. So, recommendation number one, administrators and teachers should seek agreement on the school strengths and weaknesses regarding school performance. Very straightforward to do. Recommend highly, you know, that you engage in this, whether you're a school that is doing well, very, very well, or a school that is on the needs improvement status. I think all can benefit from this.